So the University of Arkansas RFID Research Lab was established in the summer of 2005 as a neutral third-party research and testing facility for business case and business value of radio frequency identification tags in retail and other industries. It's part of the Information Technology Research Institute in the Walton College at the University of Arkansas and is academically cross-disciplinary. The old 10,000-square-foot lab had a faux warehouse inside of it, complete with test conveyors and forklift, as well as a small grocery store and clothing store. It was housed inside Hannah's Candle Company, a sprawling factory, and professors, students, and lab techs who spent any time there left smelling like candle fragrance. But this summer, the center is expanding into its own facility.
My name is Justin Patton. I'm the managing director of the University of Arkansas RFID Research Center. The new location, we actually have a standalone building. Hannah's Candles has been a really strong supporter of us, and they had some space we used in the back of their DC down in the industrial park here in Fayetteville. And we've grown a little bit. They have another building that we are moving into. It's real close to the Habitat for Humanity Restore down on 15th Street. And it's about as twice as big as our old location. It's about a 20,000-square-foot building. It gives us space to expand out a little bit. We've kind of got a total supply chain simulation, everything from receiving raw materials through the manufacturing process to logistics and then distribution centers and retail stores and all the way to the consumer's household.
Radio frequency identification uses radio waves to transmit information stored on tiny microchips fitted with tiny metallic antenna to digital readers. There's active RFID, which electronically broadcasts signals, and passive RFID, think library cards and chipped pets, which are scanned for embedded data. And you've likely used passive retail RFID at checkout, purchasing blue jeans and electronics. The ornate tag, which looks like science fiction iconography, is packed with information. But most retail products are still packaged with the black and white striped universal product code, or UPC, barcodes. They first appeared commercially in the late 60s at grocery markets to speed checkout and track inventory, but soon spread throughout the retail sector. The array of wide and narrow stripes identify only the manufacturer and item code. Some recent innovations include 2D barcodes that contain more data and vanity barcodes, where suppliers embellish their barcodes to make it their own, like bubbles hovering over a beer UPC icon, for example. And many thought RFID would be ubiquitous by now, but Justin Patton says RFID continues to expand.
Item-level RFID, especially in retail, has really launched in the past 2 years. You have several retailers that have moved beyond pilots and into full-scale implementation. So starting almost 2 years ago now, there are RFID-tagged items in every single Walmart store in the U.S. You have companies like Macy's and JCPenney's and several other department stores that are also looking at the technology and have talked about moving beyond pilot and into full-scale implementation. So especially in apparel, it's becoming kind of the new normal way that they're going to take inventory for individual items in a retail sales floor.
No other labs exist like the one here at the University of Arkansas, Patton says.
Spent a lot of time, especially with some of the retailers and beyond that, too, with some manufacturers as well, trying to help them evaluate, you know, as they implement it, how is it benefiting their organization? How is it helping with cost savings? How is it helping getting products to consumers faster? There's quite a bit of sustainability that goes along with RFID.
Who helped to fund the center, both end users like J.B. Hunt, Dillard's, and Walmart, and technology vendors.
Larger technology vendors for RFID are sponsors of the center right now. So, you know, we've got Motorola, Tyco, Avery Dennison, Checkpoint, NXP, you know, UPM Raflatac, which is now merged with SmartTrack. Some of those names might be more familiar from other products, and some of them are more of a pure play in the RFID space, but those are kind of the biggest technology vendors.
Over the past 5 years, Walmart set a succession of strict RFID adoption deadlines for its suppliers, which were never met because of cost barriers, especially for item-level tag purchase. But Justin Patton says cost per tag continues to drop.
There were about $1.25 billion RFID tags sold last year for retail UHF. We're expecting that to double again this year and to potentially keep doubling for the next few years. I've seen estimates as high as 45 billion tags within the next 5 years per year. So it's growing very quickly in the item level space, and with that type of volume, you start seeing volume price discounts on the tags and inlays.
For a time, it appeared that Walmart was going to adopt RFID tags at the pallet and case level in all its distribution centers in both the supply chain and cold chain. Doing so, studies show, will improve inventory while reducing shrink. That's business jargon for missing or stolen items. And point of sale, because with every item tagged in the store, shoppers could simply push their cart through a reader portal and swipe a credit card and leave. But at a recent media conference, Doug McMillan, president of Walmart International, said the company's backed off RFID.
RFID has still a lot of potential in some categories. I think the work that we did in the U.S., for example, with apparel was interesting, and that's continued to live on. As it relates to doing it globally and internationally in the short term, it's not happening. We're more focused today on mobile payment and developing, you know, tactics there. It's moved around a bit on us. So, you know, do I think RFID is relevant? Personally, I do. Do I think it'll be as pervasive as we once imagined? It doesn't look like it, at least in the short term.
Catch that? Mobile payment? That's smartphone technology. For example, Google Wallet, an app which stores your credit cards on your phone, so when you go to checkout, you simply tap your phone on a reader. Some merchants also add offers and loyalty information to that. And Justin Patton says his research team is already integrating that technology into their RFID work.
There's a new branch of RFID called NFC, and it stands for Near Field Communications. But as we go forward, that might be a way that consumers can actually directly interact with RFID tags on products or in stores.
So at some point in the future, perhaps using in-store Wi-Fi technology, our smartphones will be able to scan package barcodes or passive RFID tags that are in place as we grab the diapers off the shelf and drop them into our carts. Then at point of sale, we tap our smartphone on a screen and leave. A public grand opening is scheduled for the University of Arkansas Radio Frequency Identification Research Center sometime this autumn. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.